Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. You know, I'm on an endless journey like the rest of you to discover more about Jesus. And really, we're looking at the spiritual Jesus. But let's never forget that Jesus was also a man. He wasn't part man, part God. He was all man, he was all God, both at the same time. Might seem impossible, but such are the ways of a God whose reasoning and thoughts are really beyond ours. If Jesus were less than a man, then he couldn't die as a man. And he tells us he was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. If he were less than God, then he couldn't have said, I and the Father are one. There's one mediator, one representative between God and man, and that's what Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 2:5 that it's the man, Christ Jesus. I love the phrase, the man, Christ Jesus. He's reminding you of the humanity of Jesus. Because it's not the deified Christ that mediates for you. It's the humanity of Christ that intercedes on our behalf. It's the man, Christ Jesus, who knows what it means to be human, who can properly mediate to the Father on our behalf because he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4. When Moses heard from God on Mount Sinai, he brought God's words back to the people, and Moses became a representative and a mouthpiece of God, first to Pharaoh and then to Israel, and whatever God wanted to say and do, he would say it and do it first through Moses. Well, the arrangement that they had left very little hope for the children of Israel, because every time they saw Moses climb the mountain, they knew he was going to bring a mandate back from God, and they started to despise the very meetings that Moses was having with God because it was always God addressing them, and they really had no defense for whatever it was God was saying. So God gave Israel a priesthood, specifically the high priest, and the high priest held the honor of sacrificing the animal for all the children of Israel on the Day of Atonement, and sprinkling the blood on the mercy seat of the ark. And that blood was an appeasement for another year's worth of sins Israel would have covered. So Moses represented God to the people, but now the people had a representative between themselves and God, and it was the high priest. They had a mediator, someone to plead their case through sacrificial blood. Through that blood, the people appeared forgiven. God would honor the sacrifice because of the consecration and dedication of their mediator, the high priest. This was great as long as the priest was good. A bad, sloppy, sinful priest would spell doom for everybody. So not only was Jesus tempted in all points like we are, yet did not sin, we find out more in the front part of the verse, Hebrews 4:15. Notice his role. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So he is the high priest. He's our representative to God, but we never have to fear him living wrong or sloppy or sinful. You have a mediator today. You have a high priest, and there's no worry that this high priest is going to be a failure. As I've said before, the only thing you really need to concern yourself with today is not whether or not you are accepted by God, but whether or not Jesus is acceptable to God. Well, of course, you know, as well as I do, that Jesus is acceptable to God. So you can know that you can take to God anything you have through the mediator, Christ Jesus. Just pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus told his disciples they would have that ability. Why is that special? Because you have the perfect mediator in the man, Christ Jesus. So just take the name of Jesus to the Father. Watch the Father respond to the man on your behalf. I hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.